B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's Wadderday. One day. Wariday. Wednesday. Okay, well, let's see. Melissa, you steal Netflix, right, from your friends?
Whoa. Relax there, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You borrow Netflix from your friends?
I have a willing participant who has agreed to loan me her account for various reasons.
You don't pay for Netflix, is what I'm trying to say.
The answer is no.
I pay her in other ways.
Right. You don't pay for Netflix. Do you get a statement on your credit card that says Netflix?
My name is not on the account. No, it's not.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. So how do you feel about this? Netflix is now allowing, so if you have Netflix, you know you could have like, you know, a bunch of different, I think it's like four
profiles.
Profiles. They're going to allow it now that you could change the password for each profile. Now, the reason is because if you have like kids and they have like their own one, which is, you know, you could do the kid-friendly Netflix. Mm-hmm. You know, if they go onto Netflix, you got to trust them to be like, oh, I'm going to click on mine as opposed to I'm going to click on mom and dad's and watch any dirty thing I want.
Right.
So, you know, they're allowing you to password protect each particular.
Yeah, it'll be a special pin for each profile if you want.
Yeah. So for people that I personally, I'm not a huge fan of it because I let like my sister use it and stuff like that. And the last thing I want her is having her own password for a profile. So I'm creating the password for all of them. Forget her.
But why would it mess you up for her to have her? It's just when she logs into her own profile, she would have her own pin.
That would protect you.
But yeah, you would, but you wouldn't be able to get into her profile.
Exactly.
But why would you want to go into her profile?
Because it's my Netflix. I need her to know that this is, I am the dictator of Netflix land.
Wow. But see, you need to think about it from the perspective of you'd be protecting your account. So you could have yours that's password protected so she can't get in yours.
Yeah. I know what side you're coming from. Listen, buddy.
No.
I am protecting mine by creating the password for each individual one. I'm creating the password.
So you're like, here's your pin for
yes,
your account.
Here's your pin. If you decide to change it, your Netflix is done.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I understand that.
And your
that
pin
makes
is
perfect sense.
Ramiro is the man one. All capitals.
God.
See,
you're the worst.
My friend that I'm borrowing from is pissed at me right now because I'm screwing up her algorithms.
Oh, I hate that.
Because, I mean, I've been on an 80s movie kick lately, and she's not very much into 80s movies. So all of a sudden, she'll turn on her Netflix and be like, continue watching Tootsie. Continue watching The Breakfast Club. And she's like, wait, what the hell is all this? And she'll text me and be like, will you stop using mine? She's got like four different profiles. And
you
I'll
don't
randomly
have your own profile?
No. I'll randomly pick one.
Melissa just ruins everyone's
thing.
Oh,
I didn't realize like that it screwed everything up for the longest time. So now I'm like, damn it. So now what's been pissing me off is that I've been going into strictly hers.
Yeah.
But she's watching the same show as me and she's further along. So I'm watching, I just started watching Ozark. So I go in and it'll be like, continue watching season 3, episode 5 when I'm only on season 1.
Oh, you're killing her whole thing.
And I'll hit play and I'm like, no, wait, I don't want to watch it yet. No.
You would be kicked off.
Yeah, I get it now. I do. It's annoying.
The beautiful thing about those things is that, you know, you can catch somebody in a lie. Like, my wife constantly catches her mom in a lie because her mom would come over to watch our daughter and stuff like that. Like, well, my wife was, you know, doing things. And then my wife would, you know, she'd be like, well, what'd you do today with Lucy? And her mother would be like, we did this. And Nicole's like, really? Because it says continue watching these 5 shows that I've never watched before. So while you were clearly you had Netflix on the whole damn time, you liar.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.